Well, well, well. Look what the cat dragged back in herself. It's me, Hannah, and this is the Salt and Branch Podcast. And it has been about a year. But listen, if I can be honest and I can give myself grace, whoa, maybe you heard my stomach talking to you as well. If I could give myself some grace, currently we are in the midst of like the vaccination period of the COVID-19 pandemic across the world. So like it's not been like a regular year. And I think it's pretty fair to let myself not get hung up on the fact that it's been 11 months since I put out a podcast for something that is not my career. It is not what I'm getting paid to do. It is not all of these things. So I don't know. I'm hoping that maybe I'll get into a better rhythm. I do like making these. And I do like talking without being interrupted. And I feel like a podcast is the best way for me to do that. I would say that a good portion of my career as a high school teacher is me getting interrupted. And so I think I handle it well for the most part, but I do find that it really helps me process life if people just let me talk. Is this selfish? Has the pandemic made me more of a narcissist than I was before? Do we all have narcissistic tendencies? I think the answer is yes. But listen, I'm gonna do this again. I'm gonna try for it again. It just kind of kept nagging me. Like I'd think about it like every couple of days, and I'm like, I should do another one. I'm like, oh, I don't even know what I would talk about. I have so much to cover. I wouldn't even know where to start. So I don't even know that I'm going to try and cover anything so much as just I'm just gonna jump in. It's like the people who are watching marathon runners go by in the middle of a marathon, and I'm just picking up at like mile 12. I didn't start at the starting line. I certainly don't deserve a medal at the end of this, but I'm gonna come in at mile 12. That being said, I sat down earlier today and was like, okay, if I was going to record a podcast or a series, what in the world would I even talk about at this stage in the game, in my life, and how I'm feeling? And looking back at previous episodes and how I talked about things and how I structured things and the podcast that I listen to now and the ones that I enjoy, I think it's going to start looking a little different, to be honest. And maybe that means that I'm growing. Maybe that means that I'm digressing. Hard to say. Hard to say. But all that being said, I guess I could introduce it. This is the Salt and Branch Podcast, and this is Hannah, and I am a teacher in Texas. And it is, what's today? February 13th, 2021, the day before Valentine's Day, right? February 14th? That seems right. Yeah, I don't even know how to catch you up. It was the pandemic. I figured out a lot about anxiety. I figured out a lot about myself. I figured out how to exist in quiet. I figured out how to have anxiety and do things at the same time. I figured out more about problems in society. I have figured out how to better educate myself about the injustices in the world and how I exist amongst those and what my role can be just in the midst of, I don't know, a better future. I don't know. Gosh, I don't even know where to start, to be honest. All that being said, though, when I sat down to think about these next couple of episodes, I kept coming back to this phrase that I've been saying to people when they're like, hey, how's it going? And my phrase has just been making it work. I am just making it work. And sometimes it makes people laugh, but I'm not even trying to be funny when I say that. I literally mean it. Whether that's at work in the high school, whether that's in my own life, whether that's with exercise, whether that's with skincare, whether that's with anxiety, whether that's with the Lord, I'm just figuring out how to make it work. We are just making it work. And that's usually how I say it to people. Yeah. So the next couple of weeks, I don't know how many. I'm not going to put myself in a corner and promise anything. But I think over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to figure out how to talk to you about different areas of my life that I'm just making it work. And when I look at the previous episodes and I don't know. I feel like I view life differently than I used to. And I feel like, I don't know. I kind of just want to talk to you. I have some notes here that I took of like, hey, maybe make these points. But I also just kind of want to talk to you. And I want to share some stories and some moments and I don't know, maybe giggle a little at myself. That seems about right for me. Anyways, that being said, when I think of making it work right now, the first one I'm going to talk to you about is being a teacher during the pandemic. And if you are a teacher, shout out, hold it down. If you're not a teacher, then maybe this will be a little bit of like some lessons and some insight on what one person's experience is teaching during a pandemic. And if you're not either of those and you don't care, then you might find this episode incredibly boring. And maybe you're just supporting me because you support me as a human being. And I appreciate that. That's really kind of you, really generous of you. So the biggest, I would say the biggest change that has happened in teaching is now this inclusion of teaching virtually. And when I say virtually, I don't mean that I'm chilling at home, sitting on the couch, leading a Zoom call. The way that my area or district, as you could call it, decided to go is the teachers at at least at the high school level, let's say my school specifically, we are teaching kids on a Zoom call and in my classroom at the same time. 7 class periods minus one because you got a planning period. So 6 classes a day, 5 days a week, simultaneously. Listen, I cried thrice before October when this school year started. And if you know me, you know that I'm okay with being emotional. I'm okay with crying and yada yada. But I also don't, I don't know that I've cried over, well, related to my job. Maybe ever, unless it was like related to like a kid who was going through a hard time, or I was leaving like a teaching position and I was really sad to leave people. But I don't know what it is about the energy that it takes to teach virtual kids and to teach in-person kids, but it is, how did I phrase it at one point? I think around fallish time, let's say October, November, people are like, "How's work going?" I said, "It is an emotional beating." And maybe that's a really aggressive way to put it, but that truthfully, like every day, it just kind of sucks the soul from you. And it really wasn't until maybe December did I get into a rhythm of like, "Oh, we turn on the Zoom call, then you can go out into the hallway and, you know, talk with people or talk with students or run to the restroom or fill up my Brita pitcher for the fifth time." Because here's the next layer of this is because I'm at school and I'm with kids and we're following protocols of pandemic life. I'm also in a mask. So I'm in a mask teaching a Zoom call with other 17-year-olds in my room. And I don't know if you are wearing a mask all day, every day. And if you are, then you recognize how just dry your mouth gets, how chapped your lips get, and hence the Brita refill all day, every day. But I don't know why I told you that. It just kind of feels like a staple in my day of always walking back and forth to fill it up. Doesn't matter. What I do find interesting is how I really have figured out how to adapt to the kind of just like emotional and mental demands of teaching both simultaneously. And I'm not doing it well, but I do think I'm figuring it out well. I'm making it work well. But it's incredibly difficult. And I really enjoy my students a lot. And I think they all bring something really interesting to the table. And if they happen to be listening to this, I think they know that I enjoy them. And also, they sometimes drive me crazy. And then I think to myself, Hannah, if you were a 17-year-old in the pandemic, you would be a nightmare. First First of all, I would convince my parents to let me be a virtual learner so I would be at home. Second of all, I would not turn on my camera unless the teacher asked me to and said that I was going to fail if I didn't. And then third of all, I just wouldn't learn well. So I look at my students who are not learning well virtually and I'm like, yeah, I get it because you're sitting at home all day. You have little to no social interaction because you're home all day. And then you're on just back-to-back Zoom calls. And I think for me, it's been really helpful to go to work and to bump up against people and their ideas and their opinions and their stories because it just gets me out of my head a little bit. And so now I find myself, like right now, we're in the midst of just really cold weather in Texas. And they like closed schools on Thursday. Friday, I took the day off because my sweet dog George had a little seizure Thursday night. And really, I giggle because we got through it. But in the moment, it was haunting. But she's good now. And we have some medicine as backup. And we're just going to move forward with life and trust the Lord with her. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so like Thursday, no school. Friday, I stayed home. And then today is Saturday. And then tomorrow, Sunday. And then Monday, Tuesday, we're home because of inclement weather. And then my roommate's not here. So I feel like I'm back in lockdown. And then on top of that, it's not nice out. It's like 20 degrees out. So anyways, I have really been glad for the job that I have. And I think at first I was like, wow, this is wild. We're going back to school when nobody else is going back to work. And I'm about to be surrounded by like 1,000+ kids minimum every day. And I think at first I was really intimidated by that after just seeing the language and discourse around, I don't know, just large crowds in the pandemic, rightfully so. But now I'm like, I got to get back to work. I can't be sitting in my house by myself all the time. Oh my gosh, it's just all I listen to is my own brain or the subpar shows that Netflix is putting out. No offense, Netflix, if you're trying to get me a show, keeping the doors open. But anyways, it's been, I would say it has turned into a really big blessing to get to go to work. And I work with a handful of my good friends, and it's just nice to be in that rhythm of seeing them and talking to them. And yeah. Anyways, virtual teaching has opened my eyes to reminders that I don't think we're built for the isolation that a lot of us are feeling. And your home turns into this just like echo chamber of your own thoughts and whatever media you're putting into it. And then it's not until you get out into the wild and you're like, oh, there's other humans. Oh, there's other opinions. Oh, there's all these other things going on. Do you really remember that that is how life was slash is slash hopefully will become? I think one of the things that I figured out the hard way was how to, I don't know, just take things less seriously eventually. I think the pandemic really provoked me to like be sharp and have all these rigid rules and pay attention to these things and blah, blah, blah. And then I got back around a bunch of 17-year-olds and I was like, life is wild and I need to laugh at it and I cannot take it so seriously and I need to find ways to enjoy my days and kind of, I mean, yeah, I guess just kind of forget what's going on. So that's been really helpful too. But I also think that that move of just finding humor and silliness in each day is difficult. And I think a lot of us, many of us, have had a really, really hard year of just pandemic implications and losing people that we love. And so I don't make light of any of that. I do think personally, I just before the pandemic, like walked through the hardest year of my life. So going into the pandemic, I think it could it have been more difficult? Wildly, yes. Emotionally, I think I was pretty shut down. So all that was really left to feel was anxiety. So again, just kind of, I guess, supporting the point of I was really hesitant to go back to work, and I do think it's still kind of wild that we're in person. And yet, I'm really glad for it. Even though it is kind of like running a circus show when you're like turning on the Zoom and you're watching the chat and you're teaching the kids in front of you, and then you're managing the board in the room, but then you're managing the Zoom call in front of you, and then you're sharing screens and you're sharing audios and you're wearing a mask, and then that's just the job. So then you leave the job and you're like, oh, I have a whole other life outside of this that sometimes bleeds over and sometimes doesn't. And then you have to navigate those nuances. And then it's like, if you're involved in any kind of like community, then it's like, okay, how are we going to meet here? And that has nothing to do with teaching virtually, but that is what I feel like I'm trying to make work too. And it's been, I think, I mean, truthfully, every day kind of feels like a different day, which is a blessing too. All this being said, what I'm recognizing about how I wanted to do this show now, and when I just look at what I can talk about and how I can talk about things, I think I have started to view just my relationship with Jesus a lot differently than I think I used to. And I think that comes from having spent the last year getting to know him as a person. And if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I did not know we were going to talk about Jesus, just hear me out for a second. I don't believe that my job is to convert anybody. If you're new here, I do believe that I am charged and encouraged by him to talk about him, simply for the sake of like, I don't know how to do my life without him. And maybe that sounds cheesy, but if you know me, then you honestly know that like that's really how I feel. Like I'm not a holier than thou person, and I'm not a, you know, like check the box 3-step quiet time kind of person either. And I really think that quiet time can be quite limiting when Christians talk about that of like, oh yeah, I just, anyways, another episode, another time. But so when I thought about, okay, how am I gonna reapproach this podcast and how I share my life, I feel like I'm gonna take a less prescriptive approach to talking about God and Jesus and His Holy Spirit, and because I feel like over the last handful of months, my faith has felt more. Whoa, like the word that's coming to mind is like earthy and dirty, but not a gross dirty, like dirt hyphen Y, where it's like, oh no, like my hands are dirty from digging. Oh, here we go. Yes, here comes the writer. Like my hands are dirty from just like digging in the Bible and digging in my own prayer and my own anxiety and my own worries. Like my hands feel calloused and bruised and tired from trying to reconcile what a life well lived on earth and an honest life lived on earth looks like in light of recognizing and praising God for what he's done for me, more specifically, Jesus. And I don't know if that makes sense at all. It just feels like my faith feels realer than it used to. And it feels more sustainable and it feels more tangible. And that's something that I think I'm just gonna have to continue to process out. And that's just something that you might be along the ride for if you choose to stick around. So that's obviously something that I think I'm making work at this point too, because I'm looking at things like the American church, and I think overall, not good. I think there are a lot of really awesome elements and people who are trying to be apprentices to Jesus and to follow him. But something that I'm learning is that, like, sometimes the church makes it about the church and not about Jesus, and Jesus is what. Jesus is what and who. Jesus is who, Hannah. I mean, he's who saves. The church won't save you. The pastors won't save you. The pastors in the flashy shoes won't save you. The cool Instagram posts won't save you. But the gospel, in my opinion, will. And it will sustain you, even when you don't think it will. And I've had a really privileged and blessed life. And I've seen little hardship, but I've seen incredible grief. And yeah, I think carrying that into this chapter of life has helped make my faith more dirt hyphen why. So anyway, so I guess this is my lead in back to podcasting and just back to talking. And like I said in the beginning, I'm realizing that I am way more of a verbal processor than I want to admit. I am way more concerned about getting a point across and not being interrupted than I wish I was. And podcasting, I think, is going to help me do that. So I just started using Anchor. This is not an ad. I don't even know how their monetization stuff works yet, but hopefully I will get there. But I think now my podcast is going to show up in a bunch of different places. So that's kind of exciting. It's still on Apple Podcasts. It's now on Spotify. It's on SoundCloud. It's going to show up in other places that I'm not familiar with yet. But I think that's exciting because really all I want to do, and I think this was my goal in the beginning, but it feels more earnest now, is to just share stories about life and reflect on how I see God's goodness in it, even when it looks upside down and unexpected and questionable. Because some situations I'm like, Jesus, where you be? Because this is imploding. And from what I know of you, you don't like this. And maybe that's not quite the right way to say it, but that is how I'm processing it. And so what I'm learning along the way, I think it might be important to share because maybe you're trying to figure it out too. And I also don't think I'll ever really figure it out, but we sure are going to give it a try, and we're going to give it a try again. So, I think that's all I have for you today. I did write out some notes and I hit, 40% of it. And that seems about right for me and pretty on brand. So, I'm not using the Instagram anymore. LOL. I didn't keep up with it. I don't want to keep up with it. I am blogging back on the Salt and Branch website, and I'll put that in the show notes, just the link to the website. And listen, this is just Hannah, raw and real. I'm using the blog to just help me get back into a rhythm of writing because I feel like there is a book on my heart that I think God is asking me, is inviting me to write, that is important. And I am not in rhythms of writing that could sustain writing a book. So I believe that my first big step is, why don't you write before you start trying to continue writing a book? Because I started it. And then it disappeared. And then now I'm like, I need to get back into that. But if you have no rhythms of writing, you can't show up and write a book, is what I'm learning. So I'm reading more, I'm writing more, and I'm writing about things that aren't connected and are reflections of the day and aren't consistent, because that's something that I'm working on, is consistency and what I plan to set out to do. So there are some things I'm very consistent in, like getting to work on two wheels and just on time. I would say I'm consistent in loving my dog. I'm consistent in drinking coffee in the morning, and we'll take it. All right. So, I'll plan to see you back here in a week and kind of just talk you through another way that I am making it work. And, hopefully we'll get back into a rhythm of you listening to me having 25 minutes of uninterrupted processing. Thanks so much for being here today. I am so glad that you spent your time with me, and I hope it was encouraging and that you feel seen and validated in some way, shape, or form, or at least, at the very least, entertained. Awesome. I don't have an ending. I gotta come up with like a cool slogan at the end. I still need an intro song. but I definitely need an outro. Oh yeah, that's right. I used to say stay salty. I don't think I like that anymore, to be honest. I'm gonna think through it. But until then, do as you wish. No, don't do that. Stay salty.